If you pray, God will show you the way. If you pray, He'll illuminate you. He'll enlighten you. He'll make things clear. And as things become clearer, your blessing comes nearer. You better be determined. Determined to follow your pastor. Determined to follow God's order. Heaven will open to you. See, it's not your face God looks at. It's the order you're following. That's your wisdom. Just know tonight that when I'm talking about vision tonight, I'm talking about insight into divine plan. Hallelujah. God has a plan for you in 2022. And in 2022, you will know what to do. Amen. God has a plan for you in 2022. And in 2022, you will know what to do.
Amen.
Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. Said, I'm talking about the multiplication of visions. Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. Thank you, sir. Okay, great. Thank you, sir. I have also spoken by the prophets. Who are prophets? Ministry gifts that God has anointed. It's not necessarily those who stand in the office of a New Testament prophet. We know that there are those who stand actually in the office of a New Testament prophet. But prophet here is also a generic term for the apostle, the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher. Praise the Lord. And he said, I have spoken by the prophets. Well, let me put it this way. I have spoken by my anointed ones. And I have multiplied visions. You can't be coming to a church and not be seeing visions. The primary reason why you come to church is to see. That's the gift that your pastor gives you. That's the gift God gives you through your pastor. I have also spoken by the prophets. I have multiplied visions. Multiply means enlarge. To enlarge, it means to increase with rapid frequency. You know that everything in our kingdom is voice activated. You also know that when God speaks, He speaks not to describe. He speaks to create. God's strength is His voice. God's strength are the words that He speaks. John chapter 6 verse 63, Jesus talking said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. They said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. One translation said, they have everlasting vitality. Meaning that you can sit in a service and they're teaching on healing. Praise the name of the Lord. And prosperity can jump on you. Because God's words are simply gates. So when you come to a service, forget about the nomenclature of the service. Just prepare your heart. Glory to God forevermore. But he said, now, I've spoken also by the ministry of the prophets. It's interesting, the word ministry there. The word ministry there in the Hebrew there, because you know that's Old Testament, it means the open hand. Or the open-handed ones. That means the anointed of God are the open hand of God to you. When God opens his hand to you, what does he give? What comes out of God's hand? You must know his resource. You know that his primary resource is revelation knowledge. So when God opens his hand to you, it's not car, it's not house, it's not wife, it's not miracles. When God opens his hand, it's revelation that comes to you. Visions. Behind that will come the miracles. Behind that will come whatever it is in the material you need. You already know that life is spiritual. Are you here, somebody? So, by the ministry of the prophets, he has multiplied visions. By the open-handed ones, the ones that represent God's open hand to you. So when God opens his hand to you, every time you sit under an anointing, God's primary purpose is to multiply vision. Now you know this, that when God speaks, he never speaks something that has not already been concluded. If God says it, it's because he concluded it first. So visions here are insight into God's plan for you for now. Praise the Lord. And they come to you in various ways, but basically they form pictures in your heart. Are you here, somebody? So can we go back to Hosea 12:10? I've multiplied visions by the ministry of the prophets. In other words, through the ministry of the prophets, my open hand to you, I will multiply visions. Those visions are attached to your placements in life. Those visions are attached to your portions in life. Those visions are attached to the disbursements that God has for you. Hallelujah. So when you're sitting under anointing, you should be seeing things. Glory to God forevermore. And when you're sitting under anointing, the pictures that are not clear should become clearer. Glory to God forevermore. But you sure know that the primary prophet in your life is your pastor. There's been a vicious attack on the pastoral ministry. You say yes. Because the devil knows how important it is. Every other ministry gift is important in their place. Are you here, somebody? And I say this, that one of the greatest resources we have are anointed pastors. That when you sit under ministry gifts, yes, but I'm talking about pastoral office now, that visions are multiplied to you. Your portions, your disbursements come to you. You don't have a money problem. You may have a vision problem. Because behind vision, there are placements. There are portions. There are apportionments. Are you here, somebody? You don't have a healing problem. You may have a vision problem. But you see, what brings that vision is anointed words, the ministry of the prophets. I've multiplied visions. I've spoken in similitudes. Praise God forevermore. I said, praise God forevermore. So maybe you have a sense of the way God wants you to go this year, but as you sit under anointed ministry, those things become clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. And this is a year for precision for you. You will know what to do in 2022. You will not jump at every opportunity in 2022. No matter how fantastic it looks, you will not jump at it. Because there will be a crystal clear understanding of God's plan. Glory to God forevermore. Because see, behind that vision is your placement. And in your placement is your portion. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are living in days of multiplication of visions. These insights into God's plan, God's specific plan for you, God's specific plan for you. I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's the NIV of January 29, verse 11. Glory to God. So apart from the general plan, there are specific plans. And that's what the Lord is impressing in my heart, that He's multiplying visions in these last days. Now, forget about the last days. Now, in this meeting, He's multiplying visions. Some of you are going to go home tonight. He's going to seal instruction in your heart. It will not be fuzzy. It will be clear. You know, there are fuzzy pictures, cloudy pictures, but they are clear pictures. These are the days that you wake up and you pass by a place and the Lord will say, I have something for you here. And He'll tell you when to go. He'll tell you how to go. And when you go, they're already prepared things. Where men have heard no, you will hear yes. Because it's your own. It's your own. It's there. So He said, I'm going to multiply visions. And He said, that's my one of my primary assignments tonight is that as the word of God goes forth, it has already started. There are visions multiplying your heart. There are some things you're carrying in your heart that are not representative of God's plan. Those things will dry up. Amen. You wonder where the desire went. Amen. That's the work of the anointing. It may have been a strong desire. It's okay, maybe this plan is clear. This plan is clear. But as you sit under the anointing, that thing will dry and something will substitute it. Amen. And you're going to find this thing very early. Amen. Very early. Amen. Oh, many listening to me here. Many listening to me here. Before this first quarter ends. I know what I'm talking about. First quarter is ending March. Before it ends. What you thought were your goals for this year, you'll have to revisit them because God would have exceeded it. So, please sit. Somebody here needs to know that your speed is God's will, and your speed is in God's will. God's will is His wheel of progress for you. Your speed is in God's will. God's will is God's wheel of progress for you. So, I'm talking tonight about specific things. Praise God forevermore. God will show you how to make money.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how your age or stage of life. When you walk in God's plan, God will decorate you with something. And people will perceive you beyond your years.
Yes.
They'll perceive you beyond your resume.
Amen.
They'll perceive you beyond their instruction.
Amen.
They will perceive you and behave like puppets on a puppeteer string.
Amen.
And it's jumping on you tonight.
Amen.
Oh, you'll find it early. Oh. You'll find it early.
Amen.
And as you allow God to align you into your place, praise the Lord, you'll discover something will begin to happen. God will now start bringing His great and beautiful plans for your life. There's some things you have not perceived yet. There's some things God has not yet entrusted you because He doesn't want you to think it is so big that you can mess it up. But you're going to happen into it.
Amen.
You will happen into it.
Amen.
God will ambush you with it.
Amen.
You just find yourself there.
Amen.
And it will fit you.
Amen.
Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
I said glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So it's a year of right placements. It's a year of right locations. I love the story of Ruth. Many of us know this very well. Ruth chapter 2 verses 1 to 3. But the background of this is, I remember Ruth and... I don't know what to call her. It's not colleague. Ruth and how do you call it? Sister, mate. Abby, how do you call it? Because Ruth and sister-in-law, do you call it her sister-in-law? I don't know. Opa. Anyway, Naomi had two sons. Ruth married one. Opa married one. The men can't die now. So what did they call that one? Is it sister-in-law? I know it's Kishi. I don't know how some people there. Translate. Well, mate. Let's say mate. All right, let's just say mate. So Naomi said, well, there's nothing for me to do here because her husband had left Israel and gone to Moab because of a famine. He said, there's nothing left for me to do here. My sons are gone. I know if it's born picking for, even if I raise sons, are you going to wait for them to grow? You guys just go back to where you came from. You know, they formed, said, no, we're not going. They cried and cried and cried, did all of that drama. Then eventually, we know who really did the true crying. Because Opa carried and she went back to her gods. You know that cry will be like. Then she turned around and maybe looked at Ruth and said, Ruth, why are you still here? She said, by God, your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where they bury you, I'll bury you. Ruth discerned something. She understood her place. Let me tell you the truth. Many people are just going to be blessed by association. God does those things. That's what happened to Lot. You don't have to be the head one, the head of the organization. Look, just find your place. Oh, hallelujah. All this suffer head, I wanna, find your place. It's not blessing you want. In God's economy, everybody is big, oh.
Yes,
the janitor can be as big as the CEO.
Yes.
In God's economy.
Yes,
Ruth said, I'm not going. Something in her said, no, this woman and my destiny are tied together. She had no idea what would happen. As far as she's concerned, this is what Hausa people call Tasha. It's the end of the road. You've reached the end of the road. But this woman saw something Opa didn't see. She said, I'm following you, Naomi. And they eventually went back to Bethlehem. Long story made short. They had to find something to eat. That did not look like a glorious future. That didn't look like a glorious future. Oh, Isaiah 11 talks about the spirit of the fear of the Lord coming up about Jesus, that he will not judge after the seeing of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears. That is a New Testament, is the Old Testament counterpart of 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight. See, you're going to go by your spirit like never before in 2022. And you're going to be in placement like never before in 2022. You are not going to go by what the thing looks like, the natural fertility. No, no, no. You're going to stay where God wants you. And you will blow there in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman had no sense of death, no sense in the natural, nothing. Just something in her just told her my destiny is with this woman. They went there struggling, nothing. She said, okay, let us go. And let me, she told her mother-in-law, let me just go and glean. People are gleaning. People are going to the fields and taking leftovers. According to the law of Moses, in those days, you had to, if you were wealthy and you had a farm, you have to leave something over for the poor. So you could tell they were poor. That's why they were gleaning. They were poor. Oh. That's why they went gleaning. And the Bible says she made up her mind to go and glean. She didn't know where to go. So she did it and now because we won't grow married. Baby, that's what I'm saying. When you are in God's place, when you are in God's place, there is no stupidity. Yes, let me tell you, when you are in God's place, even your mistakes become miracles. Yes, you must discern the power of a God-ordained place. There's a connection between following God's order and finding your place. So the disjointing of many believers is that they're not planted. They're not planted. Who is your pastor? Your forehead is there. Your ear is over there. Your this one is there. This one is in Singapore. Half of your bum bum is the other half of bum bum somewhere. Your belly button is somewhere. This one prophesy. That one demystify. This one confuse. That one refuse. So when you come and you hear, you can't even hear sound word again because you're disjointed. You're scattered. See, 80% at least of your problems, if you know problems or your challenges, are solved by being planted in a church under a pastor. Your pastor. And your pastor is not somebody you like. How do you know it's your pastor? You may just dislike his mannerism. This slits that pastor did do, you may dislike it. You may think he shouts too much. Like some of you thought that way, but now you're the one shouting more than anybody else. How do you know your pastor? When you sit under him, your questions are answered. You can lie to yourself, but you can't deny it. You can be forming, but you know when you sit under this man, he's answering my questions. My life is moving. You can be angry at this, angry at that. After a while, you advise yourself. At least 80%. You see, life is not a struggle. If you find God's order, and many people don't find their placement in life because they have not found God's order. They have not settled one. They can't go to two. Your pastor is the leading light in your life. The light through which you interpret all other ministry gifts, including me here. You interpret all other ministry gifts through the lens of your pastor. The matching word for your life comes from your pastor's mouth. Other ministry gifts are important, even though God wouldn't have anointed them. But you interpret their ministry through the light of your pastor. You can't be telling me this is your pastor and you're listening to other people more than him. I don't even care if he's Bishop Oyedepo. I don't even care. And you know Bishop Oyedepo is our father. We're in the same boat. Fellows on the same ship. But listen to me, folks. God's order is God's order. My time is racing, so I'll just stop where I'm going to stop. But where one of the greatest keys to finding your placement is sitting in your place. Finding your local church. They that are planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of our God. They will be fat and flourishing even unto old age. That means one of the secrets of longevity is being planted in a local church. One of the secrets of longevity is being planted and connected to a pastor. Even as many of you are relocating to different nations of the world, because I know it's happening. Before Glory Zone gets there, because it will get there where you are. When you find your pastor, even though you must have a place of fellowship somewhere else, know who your pastor is. Make I advise you. Because devil no America, Scandinavia, Russia, Canada. Devil no know those one. Is the same stinking devil in America that's here. That's why they have a sick president in America and they have a sick president somewhere else. It's the same stinking devil. It's the same devil. It's the same devil. White, black, yellow. See, follow God and follow God's word, though, you will shine anywhere. If you like, twist your tongue so the people of that land will understand you. But know the son of whom thou art. There's some things should never change. Some things should never be modern. They should remain ancient. All these people, when they talk now, one day will come on this earth. We will not be here. Or the beast will show up. Martial law will come. All this one they're talking about, let's be liberal, let's be blah, 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 blah. You know, woke, political correct, blah, 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 blah. One day the beast will show up with suit and tie and tell them, no mark, no food. Worship me. That's when the eye go clear. But we will not go there. If I don't go. This nonsense where they do. If I don't go. It's a season for multiplication of visions.
Amen.
I beg you. You find your pastor. Hold on tight. Sit down. Make up your mind. Stop waka waka. 70-80% of your worries are taken care of. Then as you sit under that, things will start getting clearer in your spirit. Are you here, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Then you start entering your place. So Ruth got up and said, let's go and glean today. At least let me get some food for my mother-in-law. And the Bible said in Ruth 2 verse 3 that she, her harp was that she fell into Boaz's gleaning fields.
Oh, yeah.
Now Boaz was a kinsman or a relation, a relative, a close relative of Elimelech, which was Naomi's husband, Ruth's late father-in-law. And the Bible said he was a wealthy man, a man of great substance, a mighty man. When the Bible is used, he's talking about physical wealth.
Yes, sir.
Are you here, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Is it coincidence that your pastor's hyphenated is wealth?
But you are connected to the wealthy one. Her harp was to fall. Some translation says she happened to, but there are no coincidences. When you are in God's plan, when you're in God's place, there are no coincidences. It may look like a coincidence, but make no mistake. Just like when people die, there's always explanation.
Dr. Abby, most of you guys are,
even if somebody just lives out his life and draws his last breath, they'll still give explanation. There's explanation for failure, there's explanation for success. So say, I just happened to be there. I just got out. I just happened to see this guy. Who happened to this thing? Who happened to this thing? Hey, that lie.
Time and chance.
Yes, sir.
Happeneth to them all.
Yes,
when you are in your place, there are magnetic forces that begin to teleguide your life. So even in her abstract thinking, where will I go now? Where will I? Okay, let me just go here. It wasn't just let me go there. She was in her place. She was in her place. So her harp was to fall in Boaz's gleaning fields. And the rest was history. Boaz saw her. He tried to do Spiro small. He tried to be honorable small. Okay, who is that? Who is that? Okay, yeah, you know, I'm honorable. He tried, but he couldn't because destiny was pulling. Said, not that girl. So little did she know that she was gleaning in her inheritance. Like some of you are living City Takers 2022. You can just do like say you want waka, 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 waka. Something could just begin to happen. Yeah? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Brand new car. Wait a minute. This wife. Wait a minute. This husband. Wait a minute. This $1 million. Wait a minute. This scholarship. Wait a minute. This. Wait a minute. This. Wait a minute. This. You happen into it. I'm not joking with you all tonight. I love your pastor more too much for that. You are happening into your inheritance. Now, in the name of Jesus, may 2022 open to you.
Yeah.
I add my voice to your pastor's voice. May 2022 open to you.
Yeah.
May 2022 yield its fatness to you.
Yeah.
So what is your positioning? It's not just showing up in the local church. Receiving this man as your pastor is a spiritual transaction.
between you and God. It's not dobale. It's a heart thing. I've entered into many anointings that way. And we're still entering.
Yes, sir.
You know the way we do it now. So when people are gifted in special ways and they come, my heart's a pastor. I said, oh Lord. These guys are, this is anointings. The servant of God, he has blessed people. I said, but these anointings. These anointings. I have my own anointing. Other people have their anointing. But these anointings, when they go, what will happen? Not for myself, but for the sake of these people. Does that mean we don't know when they're going to come again? So does that mean we have to be waiting? We're in the New Testament now. We're not in Jesus' days. We don't wait for the stirring of the waters. The waters have been stirred by Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. So I'm not going to wait for nobody to come stir no water for me. Then I go to that altar. I say, God, you anointed this man or woman. I position myself in honor. I say, Lord, I honor this gift. And for the sake of your people, whatever that person carries, let it stay here. And no sooner than I leave, than they leave. No sooner than they leave, I step into that place. And I function in that place. And it begins to function consistently. That's how to collect to.
Yes, sir.
This man is a donkey. Use him more.
Yes, sir.
He's here to step into your destiny. You know, we don't do all these games. We don't play games. Nobody told me what to teach today. But listen, if you understand God's order, life will be sweatless for you. Towards the end of last year, the Lord told me, you don't need to be a genius to succeed. He said, your genius is aligning with my principles. That's your genius. You don't need to, people are suffering themselves. Then they will take their stupid mouth and join in conversation attacking ministers. You don't understand what's going on. He says, I want to keep you where you are. Then by the time you depart, you don't carry curse. There are curses in the New Testament. Oh. A curse is an empowerment to fail. When you enter devil's territory, it will function. You'll be empowered. Can you imagine? You are anointed to fail. Oh. An anointing to fail? No, this boy's mama didn't give birth to no fool. Oh. Even if any minister, I think they're doing anything, I walk my way. I'm not going to add my... It's beyond my syllabus. It's not to be criticizing ministers. So she fell into that place. They said, happen. You know this scripture very well. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Bread is not to the wise. Favor is not to men of skill. But time and chance. Happiness to them all. They're different Hebrew words, but they're same family words. With the happen that happened to Ruth. The happening in Ecclesiastes 9:11. Now let's look at it, guys. Let's look at it very critically. Let's look at it. There is the natural and the supernatural. In the natural, please sit down. In the natural, the battle is to the strong. What do you think about that? In the natural, is the battle not to the strong? Let Nigeria dare America now. Several years ago, some Air Force generals in Nigeria went to train in the U.S. and they took them into a room. And they just asked them where they were from and asked them for details in Nigeria and everything. And they pinpointed their grandparents' hut and brought it out in technicolor. No fuzzy picture. They brought it like me and you are seeing each other like this. So the guy just told myself, we are here to train. Don't pick fights with America. They take you out at source. So the battle is to the strong in the natural. In the natural, favor is to men of skill. The more skillful you are, the more favored you are. Pastor Enoch, if you were a carpenter, I was going to say carpenter, because I had tailor in mind, but you know some tailors are carpenters. Actually, I was going to say if you were a carpenter. I know there are no tailors in this world that are carpenters. Listen. I love you, honey. But if your clothes don't fit me, I just prophesy over you, but I ain't going to buy your clothes. I was going to say tailor, I said carpenter. In the natural, favor is to men of skill. in the natural. But Solomon was talking about a change of rules. He said, but in the supernatural, there is a reversal. Are we saying we should be sloppy and lousy? No. But there is a supernatural element to your life. Time and chance, happiness to them all. Glory to God forevermore. There's something that happens when you get into your place. Praise the name of the Lord. Supernatural happenings begin to occur. So somebody wonder, what's my place? What's my place? The first thing, this syllabus is adjust yourself properly in the local church. Like I said, it's 70 to 80% of the thing. Then everything else that God, ministry that God's bringing through the local church will begin to affect you and effect changes in you, and things start getting clearer and clearer and clearer to you. So the Lord told me this year he's going to make things clearer real soon to his people. Yeah. You're not going to walk with fuzzy, clouded pictures. You're going to know exactly. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. God is a God of places, placements, portions, and positions. Are you here, somebody? Bible says in Proverbs 27 verse 8, As a bird wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. Glory to God forevermore. So if you're wondering tonight, first and foremost, secure your place in the local church. Are you here, somebody? And don't just attend church. Receive your pastor as a gift to you with a heart of honor. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Because these things are supernatural. The multiplication of visions are supernatural. When that happens, something will start flowing to you. Praise God forevermore. And it will start affecting your life. And you will start living your life with greater precision. Glory to God forevermore. I said, glory to God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. So, you're planting the local church. You are faithful in the local church. Glory to God forevermore. Then God begins to enlighten you. Now, let me help somebody here. All you ever need to know at any point in your life is the next step. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He knoweth his way. Psalm 37 verse 23. Psalm 119 verse 105 and 130. Thy word, O Lord. No, 105. Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Your path is talking about your journey. Further down the road. It's not talking about today. But your feet are talking about the steps you take today. It is the steps you take today that will lead you further down the road. Is that not so? So stop worrying about tomorrow. God may have even shown you a clear picture, but it is steps that will take you into that picture. So at every point in time in your life, all you need to know is the next step. And God is committed to showing you the next step. And that's what happens in the ministry of the local church. God shows you constantly the next steps to take. Like in this City Takers Conference from Wednesday, have you not been seeing steps to take? Yes, sir. Have things not becoming clearer and clearer? Yes, sir. Well, let me tell you, the Lord told me, one step you will take in 2022 in your place will be the equivalent of 1,000 steps. Let me say it again in case you didn't hear me. One step you will take will be the equivalent of 1,000 steps. So face your front. Don't worry about what the other fellow is doing. Rejoice with everybody. But you just keep taking steps in your place. And clarity comes to you when you settle in your place in the local church. I hear somebody. And then you get illuminated by the ministry here. Then as the next step comes, just take it. The next thing will unfold to you. As the next step comes, you take it. The next thing will unfold to you. Glory to God forevermore. And some steps you start taking will become like giant strides. And some steps you start taking will become like leaps. Because this year, you're going to be doing many big things. With the least effort you have ever exerted. I said this year, you're going to be doing many big things. With the least effort you have ever exerted. I said, this year, you're going to be doing many big things.
with the least effort you've ever exerted.
Amen.
Because you are wise enough to follow God's order. Let all things be done decently and in order. Yes, it's an administration for the gifts of the Spirit, but it's a rule of God. It's a rule of thumb. Let all things be done decently and in order. If you settle God's order for your life, then you start settling your placement step by step. Then you start looking like a mystical person. For God has sworn this year that he's going to make you a sign and a wonder.
Amen.
The Lord told me as we're entering this year that there's pressure in his heart. He said, I've hijacked the devil's hijack. He said, there's pressure in my heart to make, to do things in the life of my people that will open the heart of people in their sphere of influence to demonstrate with finality, beyond argument and debate, that my son is both Savior and Lord. So many of you here today, listen to me. The half point of this year would not have ended. Some of you are working some places. I don't know the structure of your organizations. But listen, you're going to see 3 times, 4 times promotion. See, it's not by power, it's not by might. Align with God's order and step by step into your place. The anointing that was on Ruth will start functioning. You start entering your places, your portions, your allotments.
Amen.
Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Masokota prava like sekela bosa payaka. Now I push you in the name of Jesus. Now I push you in the name of Jesus. I push you into the next place and places in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the people that are supposed to see you right now. May the ones that are not supposed to see you, not see you right now. Let the crooked places be made straight right now in the name of Jesus. Let the doors that were supposed to open, open in the name of Jesus. Let the doors that were supposed to shut, shut in the name of Jesus. You will not enter a door that is a trap in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not be engaged with labor that is not productive this year in the name of Jesus. You will not carry a cause, not curse, a cause and a course of life that is not yours. I disengage you from fruitless labor in the name of Jesus. Any desire that is in your heart that's not representative of God's will, let it dry up now in the name of Jesus. Let the knowledge of God's will appear to you in the name of Jesus. By dreams, by visions of the night, by administrations of God's Spirit, as you hear the voice of God's servant in this house. Let the knowledge of God's will burn in your heart. Let it be to you like the disciples of Emmaus walking with Jesus. That those words come to you, they'll burn like a fire in your heart. They'll not leave your heart. You know this is the way that you should go in the name of Jesus. As you go that way, you will find already prepared places, already prepared things waiting for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Waiting for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the year of the young ancients. This is the year of the young ancients. You will operate beyond your years in the name of Jesus. You step into opportunities that are beyond your natural size in the name of Jesus. Everything around you will cooperate with you to bring these things to come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Probably you lost some things in the years that have attended to this one. You will start finding things you have lost in the name of Jesus. You stumble into opportunity in the name of Jesus. You'll have to ask here and there and say, come and join hands with me. I need networks right now because the things I'm getting, I can't pull them alone. The Bible said a faithful man who can find. Every man will profess his own, proclaim his own goodness. But a faithful man who can find. I declare, it did not say a faithful man God cannot find. So I declare in the name of Jesus, may God bring faithful men to you. May God surround you with people who will connect with you without strings attached.
Amen.
Who will share the relevant information with you.
Amen.
Who will bring you into their already prepared networks.
Amen.
May God cause your heart, may God cause your picture in their heart to be so enlarged that even though they may have more means than you, but in their heart they feel, this is my Savior.
Amen.
So they bring the networks they've already prepared and say, don't worry about it, you take the lead position because I trust that God is with you. And may that God do for you right early in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please sit down. These are the seasons of the multiplication of visions. And by the multiplication of visions, you'll find your place. I heard you guys in the office with Pastor, when I was in the office with Pastor, praying about the manifestation of the Spirit. I know that you guys are big on that. And we're delighted. Proverbs 20 verse 12 says, the seeing eye and the hearing ear, the Lord made them both. Now in the name of Jesus, let the multiplication of visions come upon you. I add what I have to what your pastor has already given you. And I say in the name of Jesus, receive eyes that see.
Amen.
Receive ears that hear.
Amen.
Receive a wise understanding heart.
Amen.
Glory to God forevermore. I said glory to God forevermore. I said glory to God forevermore.
Amen.
You wake up and going about your business and maybe even done your devotions and done your praying and you're going about your business and something will start occurring to you.
Amen.
It will almost come out of the blue.
Amen.
It will come like a small thought, then it will grow in intensity. It will grow in intensity until it captures your imagination.
Amen.
And as you move in that direction, there will be multiplication of joy, multiplication of peace. And you know this is the way the Lord wants you to go. And as you take steps in that direction, things will start opening before you. Like the parting of the waters. Multiplication of visions. Some of you will dream, sleep, and wake up and see clear businesses. I mean, crystal clear pictures. The spirit of seeing and knowing will cut short the distance for you in these last days. In this year, 2022. I know I'll hear that testimony from Pastor more than ever before. And many of you come and say that there was an increase in the operation of the revelation gifts in my life.
Amen.
Without drama,
Amen.
I see,
Amen.
I know,
Amen.
I hear,
Amen.
And peace and joy confirm it to be God's voice to me.
Amen.
That's how you know it's God's voice. The more you go in that direction, the more you ponder over it, your peace multiplies.
Amen.
Your joy multiplies.
Amen.
Glory to God. By and by, the Lord will cut short your journey in 2022.
Amen.
You are not apportioned to suffer with the masses.
Amen.
You are not mass produced.
Yes,
and I have no regard for your age or stage or experience of life now. From the place where you are, lift up your eyes and receive these words.
Amen.
Let the spirit of seeing and knowing rest upon you.
Amen.
Some of you will just see the countries you're supposed to go this year.
Amen.
Spain, Germany, United Kingdom, Russia.
Amen.
And you're going to see what you're supposed to be doing there.
Amen.
And when you see it, it's not your job to bring it to pass. You just take the next step. The steps of a good man. See, God has done the hard work for you. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He's done the hard work for you. Your business. That's why we pray. We don't pray to shout at God. We pray with zeal, no doubt. But we pray to encounter this enlightenment. Or, yes, we pray to make power available. We pray also, you see, when you're praying in other tongues, revelation is working.
Yes, sir.
And then power is being generated. But you know something? The power of God is generated to do what? To bring pictures to pass. It's to bring pictures to pass now. What do you think it's generated for? So when the power of God is directed, you don't pray, you don't release power, but you have not allowed God to form these pictures in your spirit. And the power is just hovering around, waiting for a picture to bring to pass. But by the ministry of the prophets, he multiplies visions and similitudes. You will leave this place having a sense. Many of you, for the first time in your life, in specifics, clear, not just a general sense. But clear sense.
Amen.
You will know where your money is. And you will get your money.
Amen.
Every step you take in God's plan, there are angels, there's supernatural forces that multiply your momentum. What do you think Ruth was doing there? Boaz was already a captured man. Boaz was already a captive. His wealth was a captive. Ruth settled that. When she discerned her place, I'm following you. Girl, why are you following me? The Bible said when Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to follow her, she spoke no longer. You better be determined though. Determined to follow your pastor. Determined to follow God's order. Heaven will open to you. See,
It's not your face God looks at. It's the order you're following. That's your wisdom. Early this year, you will have cause to say, struggle has left my life. Has left. You know what I mean, left? When you start submitting to God's order and start step by step walking His placements, as God illuminates you, guess what happens? Struggle will pack. Poverty will start packing. Satan hates order. He thrives in disorder. Some devils are cast out by coming into order. Some are cast out in the name of Jesus. Many are cast out with the wisdom of Jesus. They just find it very uncomfortable to stay. And when they pack, your things enter. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's always a lot to say, but we just need to say what needs to be said. Glory to God. Finally, pray much in other tongues. Pray much in other tongues. If you pray, God will show you the way. If you pray, He'll illuminate you. He'll enlighten you. If you pray, He'll make things clear. And as things become clearer, your blessing comes nearer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Dr. Karis, I love you, sir. Can I have Ecclesiastes 11:3? I'm closing now. Ecclesiastes 11:3. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the north or to the south, south or north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. Glory to God. Man of God, the Lord sent me to you tonight with Ecclesiastes 11:3. He said, my faithfulness has commanded seasons of harvest to you.
Amen.
These clouds are full of rain.
Amen.
The tree has fallen. Where it falls is where it is. He said, my faithfulness has commanded seasons of harvest to you. Nothing can be done about it. No man can do anything about it. No system of this world can do anything about it. No devil can do anything about it. Now, I know you're a man of the spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Even you and any slip-ups you make or mistakes you make in this place cannot do anything about it, because my faithfulness has been invoked. The tree of harvest has fallen. For I've sworn in my word, whatsoever a man soweth, the same shall he reap. The tree has fallen. The harvest your heart has cried for has come. Even your mistakes can't stop it. My faithfulness is at stake. So, Lord, I should tell you, the clouds are full. He said, you have crossed the line. I saw in the spirit that you have crossed the line. God said, but this boy has crossed the line. No, and it's from God's perspective. He's not a boy. Yes. I'm talking about God now. He's talking to him. This boy has crossed the line. My faithfulness is committed. He said, you have crossed the line. You've gone to a point of no return. The tree has fallen. Those harvests, no matter the extent of them that your heart desires, is set now. Nothing can reverse it. So, man of God, rest in your spirit. Rest in your spirit. For what is about to come upon you and this house, your co-laborers, all of those that are attached to you globally, what's about to come on you? So the man has crossed the line. He said, you stepped into a place, a zone in the spirit, a place where you can no longer be stopped. He said, you are now unstoppable. So take what you desire, not what you need. What you desire. Glory to God. Glory is when I love you. The honor that comes from God alone come upon you.
Amen.
The honor that comes from God alone rests upon you.
Amen.
When God promotes, nobody can demote.
Amen.
When God prospers, nobody can unprosper. When God lifts, nobody can bring down. Follow God's order, I beg you. And as God enlightens you, all you concern yourself is the next step. If you can just take the next step, you can prosper. Because when you take the next step, the next one will open. And the next one will open. And the next one will open. And you will happen into your inheritance. In that place, men's hearts and desires are commanded to you. It's not about your face. It's not about your pedigree. It's not about what you know. Listen, I tell you, it's not even about your resume. Something comes on you.
Yes, sir.
And it compels your inheritance to show up.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2022 is the sweetest year of your life ever so far. And it comes quickly, early, and easily. Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. Give the Lord a shout of praise in this house.
Wow, 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 wow. Are you rejoicing? Are you rejoicing?
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.